I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
Maybe there's been an estrangement because of the incarceration, but the parent decides to take a risk, and they sign up for Angel Tree, and the call goes out from to a church to serve that family. And, I mean, one of the examples that I think of is a young boy named Wyatt, who's also an Arkansas story, and both of his parents are incarcerated. He's a teenager, and the church that he was assigned to, the coordinator happened to be a teacher in the local school system. And so when they saw Wyatt's name, they knew him, and were just, you know, reached out to him gently, and in addition to just the Christmas side of things, they started to bring him to their youth group, and he really just got enveloped in the life of the church. They took him to summer camp. They took him on a group with the other students to look at a college in Oklahoma, a Christian college, and they have just really, you know, wrapped themselves around Wyatt. And I got to meet him last year, and he is just such a sharp young man, and you can just see the hope that he has in his eyes because of the love that he's experienced and because of the knowledge that his parents do remember him and care about him.
The opposite is sadly the situation for many, right? That child of those with a parent in prison often become offenders themselves, right?
It can happen. It's not a given, and of course, because of the hope of the gospel, we know that's not necessarily the destiny, but it certainly is true that the Angel Tree kids that we serve are at very, very high risk. Having a parent in prison is a high risk factor. Most of the families that we work with also struggle with economic problems. Not all of them are financially disadvantaged, but most of them, I would say, are. They live with a lot of transience. They live with a lot of shame. And it's very, very hard for families sometimes to get the support they need in a community to kind of make the changes that would keep them on the right track. Just because, you know, if you think about it, if your dad is gone because he's deployed in the military, folks are behind you and they understand that and they care. If your dad is gone because he's passed away or that, you know, even if it's just been a divorce, communities are much more understanding about that. But, you know, how do you tell somebody, you know, my dad's in jail? And I think that, you know, it makes it very, very hard for kids to reach out and ask for the help that they need because they're embarrassed and they're not sure what the reactions are going to get.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.